Welcome back to an all-new episode of Dirtcast. I am your co-host, Megan Reynolds.
And I am your other co-host, Madeline Davies.
Later on in this episode, we will be talking to noted Kardashian scholar, Mariah Smith, to help us unpack the Jordan Woods, Tristan Thompson cheating scandal. It's a very fun conversation. I learned a lot. But before we do that, I would like to ask my co-host, Maddie, how are you?
Fine.
Okay. Great. It was your birthday recently.
Oh, yeah. It was my birthday last week. It's weird. I turned 32. Mm-hmm. And I think this is kind of the first birthday that, like, didn't matter to me at all.
That sounds about right. Did 31 matter?
Kind of. I think I had, because I was like, I usually try to get out of town for my birthday because it's so cold and shitty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That I, like, I'm like, oh, I'll you know, this sounds like I, like, live a much more jet-setty life than I do. But
just,
like,
just physically leave, go anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, it's, like, insanely cheap, actually, to fly from New York to Miami. So I just would, like, you know, spend my birthday in Miami or whatever.
It's a good way to do it.
Yeah, but this year I just kind of didn't do anything, and I didn't really, wasn't, like, sad about it. Like, I kind of just felt like, I was like, oh, this is just, like, getting older.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 32 is such, like, a non-age. So, I mean, I feel great.
That's good. I mean, yeah, I stopped caring about what... I think I did something for my 35th birthday, which was last year.
35 is like a...
It was like a thing.
I think, like, yeah, every, like, anything divisible by five
feels
cleanly
like...
Cleanly divisible
exactly,
by five.
Exactly. It feels like an event. But I, like, for my birthday this year, I didn't really do anything. I'm probably not going to do anything until I turn... No, I think at 38... I will, because that's, like, my panic year, probably, where I will start having a nervous breakdown until I turn 40. So it's 2 years of a sort of ongoing nervous breakdown, which I'm really looking forward to. So maybe 38, I will do something. But this coming birthday, which is 37, which feels not going to do anything.
Just 37 feels like such a clean age.
Oh, God. I don't even know. I feel like I'm alternately 12 and 95, so I have no clue.
I think
clue.
We all feel that way.
Yeah. Age is stupid.
But also, like, I don't know. I, like, am getting happier as I get older.
That's good.
So far, I know, like, being 32 is not, like, insanely mature.
Yeah.
But it's, like, I've, like, loved being in my 30s so far.
Right. I feel like every year in your 30s, you just stop caring about, like, 2 to 5 things that you used to really care about, or, like, that, like, used to really matter.
Yeah.
Not in a depressing way, just in, like, a way where you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm, like, not...
I'm not fussed by that
I
anymore.
Don't feel FOMO anymore for the most part.
Yeah.
And I also just, like, am very okay that I'm more of a homebody.
Yeah.
Like, I think I felt really insecure about that
in
my 20s and would, like, made myself go out and that type of thing. Whereas now I'm just like, oh, guys, 10 p.m., I gotta go.
No, I got in bed at 10 p.m. last night and was like, that's nice.
Ugh, just wait until it's, like, 8 p.m.
Well, this has been a really interesting conversation about our thoughts on aging.
How are you, Megan?
I am cold but alive. I've been recently contemplating the upcoming family vacation I have to New Orleans, which I am...
Oh, my God.
...not thrilled about.
Whatever. New Orleans is so much fun.
No, New Orleans is really fun. It's just... We're going because my mom, instead of coming to New York to run a half marathon like she does every year, she, for some reason, decided to do it in New Orleans. So now we all are going. That will be... The nice thing is you can drink on the street.
I was gonna say, good place to carb load.
Literally the only... I mean, she'll run the thing. It'll be fine. I will survive. But I maintain that a vacation... Like, going somewhere with my entire family does not count as a vacation. It is merely a trip that I had to spend a lot of money on to, like, get into fights in a city that I enjoy.
Will you go to the pharmacy museum, as I have recommended to every single person who goes to New Orleans, and see my pseudo-museum boyfriend, Owen?
I will. I will take my mother to the pharmacy museum.
What, but you have to go at 1.
Oh, God. Okay.
Because that's when the curated tour is.
Okay.
And only do it if Owen is leading it.
I will...
I'm saying that to everybody.
I will try my best to do that. What I'm probably going to do is eat a lot of crawfish, drink a lot of beer while, like, walking around a Walgreens, and not murder anyone that I'm related to.
I mean, good luck.
Thank you. I'll need it. We're going to talk about the dirtiest dirt now.
Love to get into the dirtiest dirt.
Love to get into the dirtiest dirt. There's some new R. Kelly stuff.
Yes.
Very cool.
I hate that man so much.
Yeah. On Friday, he was charged with 10 counts of aggravated criminal sexual assault. He was in jail briefly. He is out on bail. His lawyer, who I realized only very recently, his lawyer is Michael Avenatti, who was Stormy Daniels' lawyer and who is in general a scummo.
Wait, really?
Yeah. I think it was Friday of last week, Avenatti tweeted like 3 screenshots of a video that featured R. Kelly and an allegedly 14-year-old girl. And
oh, so he's the prosecuting attorney.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, he's not his defense attorney. Yeah. No, sorry.
Okay.
There's this tape that has R. Kelly saying, "Show me your 14-year-old pussy" to a girl on camera. It's just, bleh.
That makes me wildly uncomfortable.
It's not great.
I saw a press conference with R. Kelly's lawyer, and R. Kelly, his lawyer was like, "I believe every single one of those women is lying."
Oh, my God.
Every single one.
Jesus.
We haven't seen anything, any reason to believe that these allegations are credible. I heard about them. I heard about sort of the narrative of them for the first time today, the same time all of you did. And I can tell you that in listening to it, there certainly are problems with the cases. One lady coming forward, you know, decade plus later, claiming she had non-consensual sex. No outcry, nothing like that, and the things we look for in these cases. But we'll wait and see what the evidence is.
It was like one of the most insane press conferences I've ever seen.
I don't think I watched. Oh, I didn't watch that, but I know what you're talking about.
But it's interesting where it's like better late than never, but it's always like, why now? Like, what about this moment in time?
Yeah.
Lends itself to, I mean, I guess surviving R. Kelly, the doc, probably motivated some people, which,
totally.
Again, better late than never.
True.
But he has been preying on young Black women for decades.
It's
so
also true.
He is terrible. And also, like, doesn't he, like, this is not why he's terrible, but he, like, is illiterate, right? Isn't that
I
a thing?
I think so. Where he, not like, illiterate, like, not illiterate, illiterate, maybe? He has, like, I don't know if it's a learning disability or, like, maybe never learned to read? Yes. I want to say yes, but I don't know the specifics.
I thought there was something, like, in his defense that someone's like, oh, he, like, we can't even hold him responsible because he, like, has the brain of a child. But that seems like, if that's, like, the defense you are resorting to, it's like, ooh, you already lost.
Something else that is also bad, but in a different way, is there have been some developments, as I assume there would be, in the Jussie Smollett case. The latest is that the Chicago PD said that he faked the incident because he was dissatisfied with his salary on Empire and that he hoped that maybe by staging this attack would draw attention to that matter.
Or like
somehow
drumming up sympathy would make him more of a hot commodity.
Make them pay him more or something? I don't know.
I mean, I think it's probably like because he would become a more kind of a public martyr in a way.
Right.
That, like, he would seem like he was worth more.
Right. He was charged with, I think, like, falsifying a police report.
Yeah, which is a felony.
Which is a felony. He was in Cook County Jail, where R. Kelly was also, briefly. And then he has also been released on bond.
I mean, what he did and what R. Kelly did.
Different things.
Obviously, I'm just saying this, just both of us believe this. Extremely different.
Yes. different things.
Not comparable, necessarily.
Not comparable. Just two.
Comparable in that they were in the same building.
They just happened to be in Chicago. And that is where you go when you get put in jail in Chicago.
Not called the Windy City for nothing.
That is, sure.
That's why it's called the Windy City, because of political corruption.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah. Because the winds blow.
Ah, yes, yes, yes. That makes sense now. The PD, the Chicago police were on Good Morning America and said that there's apparently more evidence that we haven't seen yet that points to, I guess, what the fuck is going on with this case, which is, I'm sorry to say, fascinating to me. I want to know everything. I think I said this last time, I just want to know, like, how are his PR people going to spin this?
I mean,
is my guess, is, like, if this goes to trial.
He's not, he hasn't admitted to anything yet.
No, he hasn't.
And then, like, Terrence Howard was like, this is not the person I know. Like, there's no way that's true.
Right.
Terrence Howard, lover of baby wipes.
It's true. He does. Terrence Howard loves baby wipes. Confirmed.
We don't have bidets here.
We don't.
What else are we supposed to do?
I wish we did.
But also he, I think, is a spousal abuser, no? So
There's that also.
So, you know, again, kind of a worse, you got a worse thing.
I mean, it's just very messy. We'll get to the bottom of this.
This story is wild, but also I kind of hate the way that people are like, this is the most fucking insane thing to ever fucking happen. And I'm just like, Donald Trump is president. There are way crazier things happening in the world right now than, like, this one actor doing something stupid.
No, that's true. It's just nice. I think it's maybe nice to have a distraction.
Yeah, but I don't like distractions.
I see.
The American people just are hooked on distractions. That's why they're listening to this podcast right now.
Oh, my God.
Because they need a distraction from the day-to-day drudgery and the political hardship. Well, guess what? Not today.
Oh, I love a distraction. Please find more like B-list celebrities do shit that's fucked up so I don't have to think about the other stuff. That's a request. Thank you.
I guess I'm more saying it as like, it seems not in this conversation, but some of the stuff seems like racially tinged where it's like, like focus on this like one-off freak incident as opposed to like everything else.
Yeah, I mean, the Jussie Smollett situation is really opened a terrible can of worms because, like, Trump did tweet at him, like, because of what Jussie said about the attack, about how they're wearing MAGA hats and blah, blah, blah. So he, like, he picked various things and, like, flashpoints to say or, like, add to the story without really thinking through, obviously, and think through shit because he was very sloppy in what he did. It's just, again, what a mess. And I'm sure we'll hear more about it.
Yeah, it makes me depressed.
Yeah. Something that surprisingly has not made me depressed, actually, is the Oscars.
The Oscars. The hostless Oscars.
The hostless Oscars, like a self-driving car.
It was fine without a host.
It was actually pleasant.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, still boring and still like a circle jerk.
Yeah.
And still like a bunch of shitty stuff won. But
no, totally.
Olivia Colman won.
She did.
It's genuinely quite stressful. this is hilarious. Got an Oscar.
I was shocked.
That was a surprise. Glenn Close was also surprised that Olivia Colman won.
I mean, I think that I think Gaga and Glenn Close split the vote is what happened.
Yeah. Yeah. The Oscars, I mean, without a host, I think they moved, like, faster. Like, usually around, like, 10:30, I am so annoyed at the host and, like, exhausted and just, like, why do we still have an hour of this? And at 10:30 on Sunday when I was watching the awards, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I'm still tired, but I don't feel annoyed, which is nice because there hasn't been, like, an Ellen sandwich stunt.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't have to sit through, like, a montage of, like, singing by Jimmy Kimmel or whoever.
Yeah. Just a queen medley.
With fucking Adam Lambert.
But he's been performing with them for years.
Has he? Oh, I didn't know that. But yeah, Olivia Colman won, which is exciting. I suppose we should spend some time on the Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, like, performance.
They, like, I fucked in front of everybody.
Everybody.
And it made me wildly uncomfortable.
I was screaming the whole time. It was insane. It was a lot.
Well, and everybody on Twitter was like, oh my God, they've definitely had sex. They've definitely had sex. And I'm like, poor Irina. I felt very bad for her. Because it's like insane that you'd be like in the front row for that. And then like on top of that, have the world being like, oh, Bradley Cooper's stupid Gaga.
When I saw like the piano being wheeled out and like a little microphone. And then when I saw Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga like reach for each other and then get up from the audience, I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Also, Bradley Cooper did not pee on stage.
No.
And I'm disappointed.
I think Lady Gaga sounded really good, though. She's a good live performer.
She is a good live performer. Bradley Cooper sounded meh.
I mean, that's not his job,
that's
you know?
That's true.
He sounded fine for an actor singing.
He did sound fine for an actor singing. He sounded decent.
I said this where I was like, Lady Gaga is too fucking emotional, and I am a Pisces saying this during Pisces season. Mm-hmm. So that's really saying something.
You know, you know that means nothing to me.
No.
I don't know anything about Pisces.
Oh, well, we're very emotional.
One of my sisters is a Pisces. This tracks.
We're very emotional and fluid. We only
Water.
Have one foot on this plane, the other.
Where's the other one?
In space.
I see.
It's why we're flaky. It's why I'm late all the time.
Is that why? Okay.
Also, why So Bradley Cooper sat with his mom and his partner.
Yeah.
Why did Rami Malek seat his mom in the fucking nosebleeds?
I don't know. That's a great question. Because he was sitting with all of his, like, Bohemian Rhapsody people, including that blonde girl.
Yeah,
who was his girlfriend in the thing and now is his girlfriend in the regular. They made out very intensely when he won.
I mean, better making out with her than his mom.
That's true.
Angelina Jolie and her brother.
That's very true.
But I feel like as like a best actor nominee, he could have been like, I would like a seat for my mother
next to me. That is true. Again, no clue.
He also fell off the stage and had to be attended by medics.
Oh my God. I forgot about that. I'm sorry. The pictures were just really funny. He's fine.
Yeah. And then also Bohemian Rhapsody won Best Editing, which is especially funny, like, because of the amount of continuity errors in that movie that are, like, striking throughout the whole thing.
Bohemian Rhapsody won more things than I think it should have. Green Book won Best Picture.
And Best Supporting Actor.
And Best Supporting Actor.
Green Book is like a movie by white baby boomers for white baby boomers.
Yes.
And that's just like not something that interests me.
It is precisely why I gave my screener of Green Book the minute it arrived to my dad and his wife, because I was like,
this is for you.
This is for you. I love you, but this is for you. And I don't care about this right now or ever.
On Oops the Podcast, join me, comedian Giulio Gallerati, as I examine everyday life, the mistakes, the bad decisions, the goals, the jokes, the social engagements, and all things in between. I'm joined every week by producer and personal confidant Ryan Lynch, various other comedians, for witty, candid, and intoxicating conversation. Our listeners love Oops for sophisticated banter, aka your mom could listen, and many feel like they're in the room with us chopping it up with old pals. You can find every episode of the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube.
So, joining us today from across the Atlantic Ocean, she carved out time specifically to be on our show. We have a Kardashian, I'm going to go ahead and say scholar, beautiful mind, Mariah Smith. Hi, Mariah.
Hi, thank you for having me.
We're so excited.
Yeah, thank you so much. And like listeners might remember, Mariah, we did a really good episode about working at Bravo because she
at the time
was a Watch What Happens Live employee.
Oh my God.
I know, now I work from my bed, so.
And now, yeah, now
that's
she's like
what progression in the workplace looks like.
You're living the dream.
I think that, I don't know, I'm just happy to watch you take flight, you know?
See my wings finally flap around. I love it.
Yeah, exactly. From your bed, and where's better? So you were answering questions on your Instagram stories the other day about Tristan Thompson and Jordan Woods' alleged
affair?
Detente?
Yes.
They're like dalliance?
Dalliance, tryst, scandal, whatever you want to call it.
I mean, so many things to call this, really.
Yeah.
Just what a mess.
So we're going to have you kind of rehash some of that just because we're like babes in the woods of the babes in the Jordan Woods of the Kardashian.
Oh, wow.
Oh my God. No, I love it. And my opinions probably have changed like a lot since then. And that was what, 72 hours ago?
Wow. I mean, this is a fast moving boat, as it were.
So just to like quickly recap, Tristan is the father of Khloe Kardashian's baby, known cheater.
Yes.
And then Jordan Woods is Kylie Jenner's best friend. They were rumored to be seen canoodling at a party, and now everything's fallen apart. So, Mariah,
fallen apart.
My first question for you is, how could this have possibly happened?
I think, okay, so I have a few theories.
Yeah.
And there are some that I actually will never share in mixed company and some that I will share right now.
Okay.
But I will say, there's only one I won't share publicly, but I probably will actually now. However,
wonderful.
I do think that there are a couple reasons why this could happen. So Jordan is Kylie's true best friend, and like, she lived in Kylie's guest house. Kylie bought her a car. Kylie took her everywhere. I don't think Jordan has taken a commercial flight since 2017.
Oh my God.
And that's all because of Kylie. But I think this happened for a couple of reasons. So one, Jordan's story keeps changing. And she said within the past 48 hours that she was blackout drunk and didn't even know it happened. And when people told her it happened, she was shocked, which has its issues in and of itself.
Yeah.
But I think it happened. I think it's been happening because she thought that she wouldn't get caught. Because the way that the story first came out and it said they were canoodling at the concert and then at Tristan's home, they were exhibiting behavior that only happens after you've been hooking up for some time. And to do that within a party, like, just seems she would truly be a complete dummy if she was acting that way and it was the first time they did anything.
You mean like a lap, like sitting on someone's lap?
Yeah, can you say more about what those behaviors are?
So at the Drake concert, apparently, they had like their arms around one another. They were hugging each other. They were singing with one another. I don't know if you remember that video where it was Taylor Swift and Karlie Kloss at some concert where it looked like they made out.
Yes, I remember. Yeah. Yes,
that.
I remember
it was something
that
like that.
Vividly.
So I would just take that image and just replace it with Tristan and Jordan. That was them at the concert.
Oh, wow.
Then at Tristan's home, he had a secret after party. And people were there. Their phones were out. And then at a certain point, someone said, Jordan's coming. We're collecting your phones. So they took everyone's phone. And when she came, it was just like a no technology environment. She was sitting on his lap making out with him. And then as she told Chloe, first, she told Chloe she stayed the night to make sure he didn't cheat with anyone.
What?
And then, yeah, which is,
she's like, I'll cheat with him just to rule out anybody else.
Yes, it's like, we'll keep it in the family.
Like,
I'll make sure he doesn't get any stranger stuff, but we'll keep it in the family.
Oh, my God.
So she stayed the night, but then she said she was blackout drunk and didn't even remember it happened. So a lot of stories happening.
Yeah, she also, another thing I saw about her supposedly being drunk is that she drove home later.
What?
And so they're like, if she was that drunk, she wouldn't have been driving.
One would hope.
She wouldn't have been driving.
Yeah.
I just read something on TMZ, that she said, they basically said she can't get her story straight. And
yeah.
I do, this is another theory. Her mom also does PR.
Okay.
And she's Jordan's manager and Jordan's little sister's manager, Jody, who's I think she's 11 or 12. And at Jody's 10th or 11th birthday party, they had it at, I think, Craig's. And it was, they had a signature cocktail at this tween's birthday party. So that showed me that, something's not right with the mom.
Yeah, sure.
And the mom, I think, has been trying because Jordan's father, who passed away a couple of years ago, was a sound engineer on Fresh Prince. So they didn't come from a lot of money, but he had a good enough fortune to move them to Calabasas. And her mom, since then, has been trying to build up all her kids.
Yeah.
And if you look at Jody Woods's Instagram, the little sister, she looks A, exactly like Jordan, and B, 45.
Wow, yeah, just because she's made up and...
Yeah.
Yeah,
her eyebrows are done in a way that I've only seen someone who's had their eyebrows done for 35 years. It's insane.
Looking her up immediately.
It's so interesting how, makeup can make someone look so old. And that's just, not even the intention. But I think about that with, Kim Zolciak's daughters all the time, where I'm just like, God,
oh my
they
God.
Look so
when
old.
When I read that Brielle is just going to turn 22, my knees buckled.
Yeah.
In my mind,
crazy.
I was like, she's at least 31.
At least. Yeah, she looks.
And then don't get me started on Ariana, who went from looking like a child to looking like someone's mom. Ugh.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God, you're right about the eyebrows.
Our world does terrible things to young women. So I guess my question is, what could have possibly been in this for Jordan to, begin this affair, this relationship to begin with?
So my favorite hobby since this started is tracking Jordan's Instagram followers and likes.
Yeah.
So a week ago when the news broke, it's Tuesday now, a week ago when the news broke, she was at 8.1 million followers. And the last time I checked, which was a couple hours ago, was at 8.8 million.
Ooh.
So that's a pretty good amount of growth for someone like her. She typically grows millions of followers in a year. It takes her that long to gain a million extra followers.
Yeah, same for me.
So I think that's one of the things. But something that's been really sitting on my spirit is she used to be known for her gap in her teeth.
Yes.
And she was like very public saying she would never change the gap. She loved the gap. And then her fans were like, why'd you close the gap? And she said, you know, people change their minds, blah, 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 blah. But this simple change changed her entire behavior. Like, she has never been one to look particularly happy or engaged in anything she's doing. Like, her eyes are just a little bit, they're not 100% there.
Yeah.
But in recent months, she's been showing a little bit more personality about the eyes. So I think she's gained a lot more confidence and a lot more courage, and she's just acting out. And she's 21, and your brain doesn't form fully until you're 25.
That's very true.
That is, like, the thing I keep, like, having to remind myself is that these, like—
They're children.
I mean, 21 is not a child.
Yeah, right, but I mean—
like, I don't know. She should be held responsible for her actions, but also just, like, oh, she's just, like, an idiot. A young idiot.
She is an idiot. Like, I think that also— but the thing is, I do think, okay, she's 21. She's a complete dunce. No matter who your best friend is, even if your best friend is a teenage billionaire.
Right.
But at the same time, I was never stupid enough to know I'm going to hook up with someone who has already caused pain to one of my good friends and sort of compound that even though they have a child together.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's, yeah.
Of all the people she could have picked, Tristan seems like the easiest choice, but also like the worst possible choice, I think.
Mm-hmm. Also, like, Tristan is so gross. Where I was thinking about,
he's
like—
He's so gross.
Yeah. He was having a baby with another woman when he got together with Chloe.
That's true.
Yeah.
So it's
he's
like—
He's a third trimester cheater. Like, that's his literal kink.
Which
he
is
loves that.
so dark.
I saw something that was like, Jordan just gave up, like, her meal ticket to sleep with a bench warmer for the calves. And I was just like, damn.
I mean, literally, I said, because I keep telling people, if she wanted to act out like this, she could have waited till she was about 35, had a good cushion in the bank. But homegirl doesn't have a house to her name.
Right.
And she did this, which I can't understand it. Like, I would never even do that to, like, my landlord, you know? Because they're the one who's keeping a roof over my head, let alone my billionaire best friend.
Right. It's a matter of, like, if this is how you think you want your career or your future to go, you have to just secure all of the things you need in order to make sure that you will come out on the other side, like, not penniless, potentially homeless, and disgraced in such a way. I mean, although I guess the question is, how disgraced is she going to be after all of this sort of settles down?
I think pretty. So what I recently read is that Kylie moved out I think on Wednesday of last week.
Okay.
And the whole family, aside from Kylie, has essentially cut her off and removed from Chloe's Good American site. She had her own page on the site.
Oh,
that
right.
was like the Jordan moment. She's been removed from that. And people have talked about how her Kylie Cosmetics line has been deeply discounted. But all of that stuff, I think, was already discounted. So that sort of is,
well,
that,
right, because,
you know,
Kylie's making room for, like, spring. So.
I was going to say, though, that would be, like, instead of just deleting it from, like, the store, that would be an amazing move. Just to be like, all right, 75% off.
And now it's also sold out.
Yeah.
But I think that the extended family has just, you know, she doesn't exist.
Yeah.
But for Kylie, even though she has removed Jordan from the list on who can, like, come through the gates of her Calabasas community, Jordan can't move freely about that area anymore.
Right.
However, what I think is very, very, very important to point out, this breakup is arguably harder than it would be for Kylie to break up with Travis.
Yeah.
Simply because Jordan lived with Kylie, saw Stormy every day, and Travis, for the majority of Stormy's life, has been on tour or in Houston and not stationary for extended periods of time.
Right.
For sure.
And Jordan, like, not no exaggeration, was Stormy's third parent. Mm-hmm. So for Kylie, I think it'll be important to keep some consistency in Stormy's life. So she'll be thinking a lot about, how does Stormy feel about this person and how can I make a relationship work where Jordan may not be as tight as she was before, but still gets this interaction. And she's Kylie's only friend. Kylie's assistant and Jordan are her only friends, and Stormy. That's it.
Right. Well, like, Kylie is, like, seems like such a broken human being.
Mm-hmm.
And that, like, mm-hmm. I don't know. She, like, had that interview a while ago where she was like, if it was up to me, I would just never wear makeup or leave my house.
Yeah.
And it's just like, yeah, she has, like, her little community. And I don't know. I've had that where, like, friend breakups have been way harder than, like, a romantic breakup.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah. One of the things that will make you sadder than anything else is looking back at Kylie's first Instagrams. Like, she used to be so full of personality, full of life, a fun teenage kid making jokes, photos of her in classrooms and being like, follow my BFF from math class, da da da. And now, as I think I said on Instagram, she's literally a reclusive billionaire. Yeah. And she's only 21.
She's Howard Hughes, even with the fingernails.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really sad because all of her other siblings, except for Kendall, had the luxury of a semi-normal childhood.
Right.
Right.
Because she's been, because Kylie has been on the show since she was like, what, 9 or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Which is something fucked up to think about on like a Sunday afternoon.
It's sort of like that North Women's Wear Daily, which she's not a woman, is on the cover of it. I'm like, you had your first cover at 5 years old.
Yeah.
What does that mean for the rest of your life?
Right.
Yeah. Where to go?
I mean,
where to go and how do you maintain? She's an influencer and she's yet to hit double digits.
Let's shift our focus a little bit because it takes two to tango.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say Jordan isn't the one who has a baby with one of them, but like you said,
right.
She is kind of co-parenting Stormy, so
right.
Maybe that's questionable.
Mm-hmm.
But like, not just like treating her like Hester Prynne or whatever.
Yeah. No, I think a lot of it is Tristan.
Yeah, of course. Like, I mean, Tristan is also what? He's 27. He's not 30.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But
he's dumb.
Yeah, so dumb.
He's pretty dumb.
But, like, why do you think Khloé has forgiven him up until now?
So, my biggest thing with Khloé, and she has, I think it goes back to when their father, Robert Kardashian Sr., died. And Khloé and Rob took it, they all took it hard, obviously, even Kendall and Kylie, because he was close with all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But Khloé, that was the one time when she sort of started acting out and getting into drugs and drinking heavily. And her personality really was formed in those, within, like, the first 3 to 5 years after he passed away. And since then, she wanted to build a nuclear family that she sort of had but didn't have throughout her life, and wanted to have a man there to help raise kids and have this as traditional a life as she could get as her, you know, star started to rise. And the simple answer, the short answer, is also look at how she treated Lamar. So mm-hmm. Lamar did her dirty in ways that you cannot even process still to this day. But when he overdosed at the Bunny Ranch, she paid for his bills. She sat with him in the hospital. She got a staph infection in the hospital looking after him.
That's right.
Paid for his housing afterwards. And it wasn't until I think he had some weird other relapse that she finally, and not even fully, washed her hands of him. And the family still, if he needs something, they'll, you know, pitch in where they can.
Right.
So she will try and try and try and try and try until she can't. And I think Tristan, with the Jordan thing, I've been reading that you don't even have to read it, but he's had a foot out of the relationship since they've gotten together.
Yeah.
And I think since the cheating scandal.
A foot, a dick, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Any extremity that can have any upward movement, he's had out of the relationship. So he, I think, has been wanting something that can truly make Khloé never want him around unless it's only related to True. And for him, it was like, sleep with a sister. None of the others would have him. I'll look for Jordan.
Mm. Yeah. God, that's so dirty.
What? Yeah, he's a horrible man. And I used to think, okay, he's 27, he's an idiot NBA player. I think at this point, he either needs to see a therapist for some sort of, not even a sex addiction,
right.
but like anything other mental health-wise. Like, he has something where his mind just doesn't allow him to see right from wrong.
Right. Like, yeah. He's a sociopath.
Yeah, yeah.
And like the fact that he has like daughters now is just insane.
Multiple daughters.
And I'm like, don't get yourself into these committed relationships if you know that's not what you want.
Right.
Or if you're not going to use a condom.
Yeah. Yeah. He, oh God, someone asked me, like, what if Jordan was pregnant? Oof. I honestly would try to find Jesus Christ himself and bring him to the altar of Kris Jenner's home because that would break the country in half. Forget Trump. Yeah. That baby would be like Calabasas's one and only devil.
That would be...
The earth splits open.
We thank God for Plan B. I hope they sell it in Calabasas.
I imagine there's like a small corner store that only sells Plan B in Calabasas.
Honestly.
It's like tucked away somewhere. Plan B in sparkling water. That's it.
It would also, though, be like so appropriately Kardashian if that happened, though. Because like if you think about how incestuous like all of the links already are, like with like Black China and, you know, Rob and...
Well, another thing, and I think this is part of what was going through Jordan's mind, and again, it goes to her being 21 and things that aren't well thought out. A lot of the family has slept with the same men. Mm. So the sisters, I think like Courtney, Kendall, and I think one other... It hasn't been confirmed, but anyone with an internet connection knows that they've slept with Justin Bieber.
Right.
So that's the same piece they shared. I forget the exact rapper. I want to say The Game, but I think he slept with Courtney, Kim, and Khloe.
Ew.
So there's been, if that's all we know about, imagine what we don't know. So there has been some shared, you know, moments between their sexual partners. So Jordan, in her mind, wasn't thinking... It's that serious, and especially as reports have been, you know, coming out that Khloe and Tristan weren't really together within the past 6 months, so she might have thought it was fair game for anyone. So who even knows, which is also, again, the fault of Tristan because he's a fame whore, wants to cling to this narrative of being Khloe Kardashian's baby's father, but also wants to cling to every other woman but Khloe.
Right. He can't just be a shitty basketball player and shitty father.
Yeah.
He needs to be a shitty partner publicly. do you think that Jordan wants her own show? Could this be, like, gunning for something like that?
I think that Jordan's mom wants her to have her own show, but if you listen to Jordan speak, I would not be able to listen to that for 22 minutes a week.
Oh, yeah.
And I think every reality producer knows that.
Right.
Right.
She just is not dynamic.
Yeah.
And fell into fame in a way that everyone on Instagram wishes they could. But Kylie has just a hint more personality.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Life of Kylie wasn't successful, because even the weird concocted situations they put them in, they don't bring anything else to the table. It's like the cameras and producers can only do so much if you don't have a personality.
Yeah. That's very true.
And at least Kylie is like a tragic figure a little bit.
Right. Right.
Here's a question that I think we've probably already answered. How much of this is real?
I think it's all real because there is... Jordan's not someone they would dangle out there for publicity because she's so close to the family.
Right.
If it were going to happen, it'd be someone who'd make more sense, like a Larsa Pippen who's coming off the heels of her second separation from her husband and who is more grown and can handle this. Or like even Kylie's other good friend, Stassi, or something like that, where it would benefit both people. But this has truly torn Jordan's reputation down to a full-on nub, that Kris wouldn't sacrifice that because she was trying to make her as valuable as the rest of them.
Right.
Was there like a more perfect setting for all of this than a Drake concert?
I mean, everything, wheelchair Jimmy just never stops. He said, I'm getting everybody in trouble, okay?
Shit don't ever stop.
Oh, my
it's
Lord.
A
I mean, it's
not
literally like the when the VMAs, when he tried to, like, hug or kiss Rihanna.
Ah, yes.
It reminds me of that sort of energy where you're like, why is this happening? And why is it Drake?
Did you see the at the Grammys when he, like, thanked Travis Scott and then
and they wouldn't look at him.
Yeah, Travis Scott and Kylie Jenner were both like,
I gotta go home, okay? Yeah. I will not look you in the eye because I got Kanye waiting at my front door.
Yeah, I was laughing so hard how like they just were like decidedly like staring at their phones. Like, no.
Doesn't exist. And my other theory is that because of the whole Drake drama, I don't think it would have been out of the, like, Kylie and Khloé separately, their two partners going to the Drake concert alone is like, okay, fine.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going because we literally probably contractually at this point can't, but you do you.
Right.
So that sort of, to me, seems like a setup. That's like a safe space for Jordan and Tristan because none of the family members will be there.
Nice.
Ooh.
That's smart.
But you know what? Is there the eyes of a nation?
Yeah, like cameras and things. And
two nations, including Canada.
Yeah.
Just if you're going to do this, you just have to be a little smarter about it. It just doesn't seem like anyone was really thinking.
Yeah, they needed a Chris.
No one was thinking.
They needed a Chris to like chess master this.
Oh, yeah, because Chris
was going to work out.
Chris would have arranged it so that they could have done this, whatever they needed or wanted to do, and it would have been buried. But
I mean, she would have been like, go to my old house where Rob is currently living with Alexis Sky. Take one of the rooms, stay there for 72 hours and come out and don't talk about it ever again.
Yeah, no, Chris would have had, she's got a page in her book that is like, what if two people that are remotely connected in my empire want to fuck each other? And it's like, this is what you do. Like, go over there,
go
do this.
Go to the safe house.
Yeah, go to the safe house. We'll never speak of it again. I just know about
it. Yeah, go to the not-so-safe house, the gross house.
Or even if they went to, like, the Beverly Hills Hotel where you cannot photograph or speak about what happens there.
Mm,
yeah. Like, there are literally places for this type of behavior
right.
that they could have easily gone to.
Right.
And they didn't.
A friend of mine almost got into a shouting match with Harvey Weinstein at the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Oh,
stop it.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was wild.
That's incredible.
Was this before or after we realized he was trash? The world realized?
Before.
Oh, God.
They were sitting in the lobby having a drink, and then Harvey Weinstein sat next to them and at one point, like, asked them to quiet down.
Oh, interesting.
Even though, like, they had been there first.
Sure.
And my friend was, like, said that, like, we were here first.
Mm.
And he was like, I will not quiet down. And then Harvey Weinstein kind of got into it.
Oh, my God. Ugh. I love it. An iconic moment.
But I know what you mean. Like, Hollywood is built to be kind of like a playground for famous people to get away with things. So there's plenty of places where you can get away with things.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts that either of you?
I don't know. I think that it'll be interesting to see how this progresses. I think that at this rate, I don't think we should expect to see Khloé date within the next calendar year.
I would hope not.
And I do think, though, that we may see some sort of sit down between Kylie and Jordan on season 16.
Ooh, yikes. Well, we will have to have you back for that.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I cannot wait.
Unless I am sort of trying to sneak over Kris Jenner's fence.
Yeah, there you go. For these babies' sake, I hope that people are cordial and thoughtful.
I mean, I'm worried about...
Drew does not need any of this.
I'm worried about the actual baby involved.
Two babies.
Oh, right. Yes. I mean, I'm worried for Stormy. Personally.
I know. Stormy, poor thing.
Poor
that
kid.
Is going to be tough. That's, I think, what Kylie's crying over most.
Totally.
Yeah, for sure.
Is what is she going to do with Stormy? Because that is the ultimate betrayal, especially if everyone else in her family has cut Jordan off. There's very few things that, like, there's nothing really she can bring Jordan to when Stormy's with her cousins all the time.
Right.
So it's all bad.
Yeah. What a mess.
Well, on that sad note, Mariah, thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
Yes, this is my pleasure.
You're in London. Go get on a lorry.
Do
the
that.
Thames. I don't
do
know.
Do that.
Oh,
I don't
God.
Know. Get on one
no,
of those
No, I'm going to go to Primark and spend every cent I have on things that will deteriorate in 2 weeks.
That sounds perfect, actually.
I'll try to find Love Island merch. That's what I'm going to do.
Thank you so much for listening to Dirtcast, and thank you to Mariah Smith. This episode was mixed by Jamie Colazzo. Madana Mofidi is our executive director of audio. Our theme music is by Stuart Wood. Want to send us a tip or just let us know what you think? Hit us up at dirtcast@jezebel.com. You can find us on Spotify, NPR One, and anywhere else you get your podcasts. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and follow us at DirtCastPod on Twitter.